Beloved radio friends, I'm still your brother and friend, Pastor Amara Uwezuozi. It's a pleasure to meet you again on this platform. I want to specifically thank all our listeners who have been encouraging us by way of calling and texting to tell us how they are being impacted by the radio messages. By the grace of God, we shall sustain the messages as we bring to you life-transforming biblical sermons that are able to cause you to know our Master Jesus well and bring you to maturity. Today, I will bring you a message penned down in late 70s by our father in the Lord, Pastor Dr. Felix Obiora. It was published in our maiden edition on the Master's Riches. It is titled, Your Destiny. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, in your determinate will, you assigned each person you created a destiny. Grant that through hearing this message, many will enter or recover their destinies in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Your destiny. Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. This is the answer to the Westminster Shorter Catechism to the question, what is the chief end of man? The worth of man lies beyond what meets the eye. The worth of man transcends silver and gold. The worth of man derives from his nature. For God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. You find this in Genesis chapter 1 verse 27. No wonder the psalmist declared in Psalm 139 verse 14, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works. But how was the destiny marred? By this intrinsic value of man is eclipsed by the perverted value system of the fallen man who worships the creatures rather than the creator. In his falling estate, man turns the world upside down, exalting things created to a higher position of honor and glory and descending to serve them. Thus, he demeans himself and loses the original and ultimate intent of glorifying and enjoying God. Yes, God proposes that man should subdue the world for his physical well-being, fellowship with him and with other people for his social and psychological enrichment, and share unbroken communion with God for his spiritual health and vitality. As he maintains this order, he glorifies God and enjoys him. This is the whole duty of man. This is the destiny of man. But alas, by one act of disobedience, God's regent on earth lost his destiny of intimacy with God and with resultant separation from God, which means spiritual death and alienation from his fellows. Thus, he marred his destiny. But God did not leave the situation that way. He proceeded to the restoration of destiny. So we are talking of destiny restored. To restore man to God's original purpose of glorifying him is the central theme of the gospel. The sinner must be delivered out of the hand of his spiritual enemies to enable him serve God without fear, in holiness and righteousness all the days of his pilgrimage on earth. God restores the sinner to righteousness as the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses him from all sin, and Jesus becomes his righteousness. Sin no longer claims dominion over him. God releases him from the trap of Satan and delivers him from the Satan's power and opens his eyes, his blind eyes as it were, and makes him to begin to see properly. God proceeds to redeem him from satanic slavery, as we find in John chapter 8 verse 34 and 44. God delivers him from satanic deceit, as in 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 14. Again, God draws him out of satanic lifestyle. Out of satanic lifestyle. Let me read from Ephesians chapter 2 verse 2 and 3. The book of Ephesians. It says that in which you also walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now walks in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh. God delivers that person from the satanic lifestyle, which has been his ordeal all the time. God proceeds to cast away his fear of death. Fear of death. The fear of death torments men, torments human beings. But God, when he restores the destiny of man, casts away this fear of death. Even human beings use death to terrorize others. But when you are delivered from the fear of death, you are free indeed. God also draws him out of the kingdom of darkness. God draws him out from the kingdom of darkness. Hear what the Bible says in Colossians chapter 1 verse 13. I want to read that portion to your hearing. Colossians, the book of Colossians. I will be reading from verse 1 and verse 13. Hear what the Bible says. He has delivered us from the power of darkness. He's talking about God, our Lord Jesus Christ. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. God proceeds to deliver that individual from the power of darkness, draws him out of the kingdom of darkness, and saves him from spiritual death. In Romans chapter 6, verse 23, the Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death. Having been saved from the power of the enemy, God also equips the believer to live positively for him. God restores the believer and all that he has lost in Adam. He restores all that he lost in Adam. He gives him a new heart, inclines him to obey God. He gives him a new spirit that is in tune with the Holy Spirit, a tender, loving, compassionate, and forgiving heart to replace the old, stony, and wicked heart. God indwells the believer by his spirit and causes him to live according to the word of God. The life of God becomes his lifestyle. He falls in line with the will of God. He longs to know and to do the will of God. He hates sin as God does and loves holiness as righteousness as God does. His value system falls in love with God's. He sees things from God's eyeballs. What is important to God becomes important to him. Like David of old, he becomes a man after God's heart. Like Jesus, he could assert, "My food is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work." Like Paul, he imitates God. like Martin Luther, he could declare, God to my will, because my will is always your will. Like Adam, before the fall, he enjoys an uninterrupted fellowship with God and exercises authority over the world and every other thing created, including Satan and his angels. He possesses both inclination and power to glorify God and to enjoy him, for this is the whole duty of man. This is his destiny. Dear radio friends, have you recovered your destiny? The way to recovery is to welcome our Lord Jesus Christ in your life. Severally, he has been knocking at the door of your heart. I implore you today to kindly let him in. Pray along with me. My Lord Jesus Christ, I accept you as my Savior and my Lord. Forgive my sins and transform me and recover my destiny. In the name of Jesus Christ, let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, as many as are realizing that they have lost their destiny, that they have lost their destiny, and are asking you to proceed into their heart today, I plead with you, mighty Father, that the Holy Spirit will transform their lives, and Jesus will take residence in their lives, and they will recover their destiny for good and begin to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do this to the glory of your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.